Hey guys, welcome back to Parent Tips for Learning Kids.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Layla.
And I'm Donia. And our podcast is dedicated to helping parents whose children are learning and developing.
So on these past episodes, we've gone over the benefits of reading to a child at a young age on their school ethic. What books are beneficial and not so beneficial to young children, and now we want to go over when exactly you should start reading to your child so that they reach their developmental milestones accordingly. Before getting to the facts, let's discuss when you girls believe it's the right time to read to your child or have your child start reading to you. Layla, what do you think?
I feel like ages 2 to 3 is best because any age younger, I feel like it just doesn't have an impact.
I agree. I feel like 2 to 3 is just like they're toddlers and they're kind of discovering what words they know and stuff like that. And I feel like anything before that, like, they can hear and they can see, but like, they're not comprehending exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I agree.
I totally agree. I feel like it's the right age. All right. So according to a national survey of children's health in the United States, there is 47.8% of children are read to every day from ages 0 to 5, and the other 52% aren't. This means half of the United States aren't reading to their child every day. Based off of the information from the last two episodes, we know how much reading at a young age affects us in the long run. So we kind of want to talk about when is it the right time to actually start the process. So each of us did a little research on each different milestone the child should be hitting at a certain age. Layla, what did you find?
So, there is no doubt about reading to your child before the age of 5 being beneficial because those are the most critical stages of their growth process. Even when you don't think they are growing and learning, they truly are, like from birth to age 1. This is a time period where they take interest in little things like faces, shapes, or colors. This is why it's important to read to them because books are filled with all types of colorful new information for them. Although they don't understand the whole concept of reading quite yet, it's important to introduce them to this new information so that they can take interest and grow from it. So now that they have this interest, once they're about 1 to 2 years of age, they'll take that interest to a new level and want to become more independent. Children at this age will want to take the initiative and choose their own books or even flip the pages because they're starting to get the idea of reading. You might see them trying to read by themselves or to their toys, which shows that they're enhancing their grammar and vocabulary skills.
Since Layla went over the milestones gained from birth to age 2, let's talk about ages 2 to 3. At 2 to 3 years old, your child will be able to handle books with paper pages. They'll be able to understand and comprehend how the pictures will go with the story. By this time, they'll be the ones looking out for their favorite books or favorite pictures. At this point in their lives, they'll begin having their own opinions and sharing their own views, proving that this type of activity and opportunity is crucial to their growth and learning experience.
Lastly, 3 years and up. One of the most important periods in their life. We know that reading at a young age will help their vocabulary development and knowing the letters of the alphabet, but it will also help with their fine motor skills. They point at pictures, they begin flipping pages, and overall are holding the book in their hands. So the activity of reading is not only helping them develop mentally, but physically as well. Also going along with what we said in the first episode, they gain their patience. They will begin to ask questions and write their own story, expanding their thought process and imagination. This time in their life is so critical and is essential you are pushing them to read at this age.
So, as you can see, or in your case here, reading to your child as soon as possible is critical to their developing little brains. So, to all the parents out there listening to our podcast, we encourage you to reach your child as soon as possible and begin as soon as you can. Thank you for listening to Parent Tips for Learning Kids. We'll see you next time.